This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can you believe it, Jennifer? It is Monday, the last Monday of September, and all of us have our nostrils noggin because of the all of the jazz that comes from those ragweeds and the other things that are out there that make it pollinicious. There's lots of pollen blowing around. It's fall pollen, and it's taken its toll on Victoria. Into the wow, she sounds like this when she talks, and so no Victoria today. But Jennifer Horn is here in her magnificence, as is Kara Schillen. So we're almost. We have our quotient. We can get going. We can start. And you actually have the floor. Is there such a thing as a floor on the radio? Yes, there's. You have our attention because we have deemed you wise. And peculiar, or is that me? Somebody, I was at an auction on Saturday in New York, and the auctioneer always identifies me if I bid on something, and so some guy came up to me and said, I know you. I don't like you when you talk about farms. I said, really, why is that? Because I got a big one. Well, you can have a big one and still not be messing things up. Anyway, we had a long conversation about it. It was good. It was healthy. Good conversation is always healthy, unless, of course, you only have one side of the big picture, and then you really don't see the big picture. That's what we love about Jennifer and Victoria. They both see the big picture, and not necessarily the same way, but you were given the ultimate compliment in a conversation we were talking, I think it was on Friday, Kara, about disagreeing, about not being in the same place and not having friends, and she said, Jennifer is one of my best friends, and we don't agree politically, but that doesn't mean we can't be best friends,
yep.
Which is really the way the universe ought to be. Unfortunately,
that's
it's
true.
Not. You know, you get people who go, I'm not listening to your radio program anymore because you don't agree with me. Okay.
You know,
that's the first sign of decay. Yeah, go ahead.
I do a morning show in Los Angeles, and...
Yes.
This last week, I was contacted by Spectrum One, which is our local news. It's the local news. It's like New York One, basically.
Yeah.
That's what they're striving to be. But it's brand new, and they're getting off the ground. And they wanted to cover impeachment, which, of course, will be our big story again today. It'll be the big story for the next couple weeks, for the next year, probably. And so they came into the studio, and they saw that we got a little hot. My co-host is a liberal. I'm a conservative. We got a little hot during our debate, and then we were laughing on the breaks. And so when they were interviewing us, the woman asked me, she said, how can you, how do you have this conversation? I said, politics have become way too personal. Just because you don't like Trump does not mean you don't like me. And just because I don't like Nancy Pelosi doesn't mean that I don't like you. You know, it's like it doesn't have to be. We become so personal and emotional over politics. And that's unfortunate. We have to remember that, we still can deal with people on a personal basis. And so the reporter actually ended up using that. And the piece, instead of really being about the impeachment inquiry, which was what it was supposed to be about, ended up being about how people can actually talk about politics when they disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important. We've gotten away from the fact that politics isn't you, Doug, and it's not me, Jen, and it's not you, Kara. It's just our talking about it. And I don't know. It's a bummer that people get so emotional over these things because
it's nonsensical. Actually,
yeah, it's a distraction really from what's really happening.
Stress kills, and you have all that stress wrapped up in all of this stuff. It is craziness. You're just not. It's not healthy, and that I mean that in the deepest sense, spiritually, mentally, physically, because they are all connected. It really is harmful for your health.
One of the top stories on Drudge yesterday is that politics is taking its toll mentally and physically on people.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, we need to fix things.
How's it? Right, exactly. And you don't fix things if you're inflexible. That's how it is. I had a sign in my office for a long time, and it got lost when I moved from my old place to the new place. Fix the problem, not the blame. And so the problem today is, as you suggested, that Donald Trump may have intervened in any number of things. How would he have intervened with Colin Kaepernick's signing? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
ESPN, yeah, there's some. He's responsible for everything bad in the world. If it's bad,
that's a problem. Yeah.
John, and if it isn't him who's responsible, it's Boris Johnson. It's one or the other. Maybe a little of both.
The dynamic duo.
Yes. All right, so how is Hillary playing? I saw her, I don't know, with their investigators still probing. I don't even understand why. This is a Trump administration question. We're amping up the probe. What?
Well, for a certain reason. Now, I would, if this were not all related to what's happening right now, I could say just let it go at some point. But Hillary's back in the news for a couple of reasons. First, she was on one of the Sunday shows over the weekend and gave an interview. She called Donald Trump all sorts of names, tornado. Of course, she's behind the impeachment movement as well. And this has got people saying, well, is she going to try to sort of helicopter in at the last moment
please tell me.
into 2020. Well,
please no.
I think a lot of people feel like her time has passed, and that you know maybe she would just be more disruptive than anything else if she were to do that. Hmm. But a politician's ego on both sides of the aisle.
I know, but think about it for a second. Could she, under the circumstances, because there's no clear leader anymore? There was with it seemed that you could go with Joe and be comfortable. And that still may be the case after, you know, we still have a long time. We still have over this nonsense will continue for another year.
Election
year and a month. Until November of 2020. That's another year of this crap.
Anyway. And the question is, most people who are kind of insiders in politics don't even think that Joe Biden's going to be the ultimate nominee. They think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren because there is so much energy behind Warren's camp. She is kind of the fresher version of Bernie Sanders, yet represents that same sort of progressive narrative. And Joe Biden is going to have a lot of holes poked in him right now because he is going to have to answer for the fact that he could have possibly used his position as vice president to help his son. So a lot of Democrats are saying, is Joe Biden, who is a gaffe machine, really worth the trouble of trying to defend, or should we move on to someone who doesn't have all of that baggage, essentially? So there's that going on, and there's really only, like, three people on the planet who could probably enter the 2020 race now after not kind of paying their dues, and those people are Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, and Michelle Obama, because they already have a brand name. And so if they were to jump in, it wouldn't necessarily hurt their campaigns.
I wasn't thinking about it that way, but
because people know who they are. So if somebody was going to jump in at this late date, it could be somebody who's already notable. I mean, if it's Jennifer Horn or Doug Steffen, we probably wouldn't have too much of a chance. But
are you kidding? Vice
maybe
president
together.
All right, which one I want to be? What do you want to be?
You know,
I don't want to be.
You know the answer.
You'll be president. I'll be vice president. It's okay.
Secretary of State Kara Schulin, we got this. We got Victoria Speaker of the House, and we'll be ready to go.
No. She would be the press secretary. I see Victoria as the press secretary, frankly.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. We got a plan.
Got that all set. Speaking.
Yeah, so, yeah. But the other thing with Hillary Clinton is not only that she did this piece.
Is that why the probe maybe got started again?
No.
The Trumpsters saw her nosing around and said,
the probe's actually been going on because there's this, and you actually heard President Trump talk about this with President Zelensky from Ukraine. The CrowdStrike group is actually related back to Hillary Clinton. They think that's where her emails could be. And so CrowdStrike has been an interferer in the election and has already been under investigation from the Department of Justice, but now they're publicizing the ties that they have to Hillary Clinton. So the truth is that the investigation's already been ongoing, but now they're reporting it as more investigation to Hillary Clinton.
All right. So have we got it covered? Are we done with all of this? Is sort of this
we won't be done for a year, but
all day.
I mean,
for today. Okay. UCLA has received a $20 million donation to study, guess what? You probably already saw this, but maybe most of the people in the country didn't. UCLA is where my daughter is a professor and her husband And they live sort of around the corner from it. It's a nice neighborhood in Los Angeles called Westwood. Lots of activity, good school, very nice campus. Anyway, UCLA announces that a philanthropist has donated $20 million to establish an institute to study kindness. The gift is from the Harris family, Jennifer and Matthew. It will establish the UCLA Vidari Kindness Institute. Will focus on actions, thoughts, feelings, and social institutions associated with kindness, being kind, having kind. I'm for this. It's called mindful awareness training, and it will be provided for all UCLA students and staff, as well as underserved communities in the Los Angeles area. So where do we start? Jennifer, let's go. What part of Los Angeles do we start with when it comes to understanding? How about the mayor's office? Maybe we ought to start there.
No, kindness, yes. Doug. Not worthlessness. Kindness.
Yes, right. Harris is the co-founder of the Vidari Foundation, which strives to instill mindfulness to help solve problems, health problems, wellness issues, addiction, depression, trauma. My son almost went to work for them because he's a drug and alcohol counselor. Matthew Harris is an 84 graduate of UCLA, so that would mean he's probably in his 50s, I'm going to guess, yeah. Talks a lot about helping people who are refugees, people just in general who are displaced, as well as environmental issues, global warming, overconsumption. Harris said in a statement that research is needed to understand why kindness can be so scarce in our modern world. That's an excellent question, man. That really is. People are so rude, blowing their horn, get out of the way. What are you teaching your kids?
Because it's all about us, you know. It's all about
me. Me. He said that he felt a compulsion to make a difference and to spread kindness because of the partisan politics, environmental challenges, and violence the world faces. My son Juan is going to be in charge of the foundation that we set up, and this would be something I'm sure that he works toward. So, and you know what brings me around to something that we did, we talked about on Friday when you weren't around, the microplastics that are in everything. I mean everything. And what we do about that, I think that's more important, frankly, or maybe it goes hand in hand with the global warming thing, because global warming, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You can play with it a little bit. You can, maybe we can get rid of some of the gas stuff, but you're not going to deal with it as well as you can. Things like the microplastics that are in everything, and therefore in everybody. How'd like feel around in your body, Jennifer? And you feel that plastic there?
I do, actually. It's growing by the minute.
Probably shouldn't ask it that
just
way.
Just plastic.
All right, so we'll take a deep breath and talk about something that's very important to a lot of people. One out of three people listening to this program right now has type 2 diabetes or is pre-diabetic or knows somebody who is. Therefore, I introduce you to this fabulous product called Curalin, which, thanks to our message and to your reception of it, is becoming the number one product overnight, the number one dietary supplement that is designed specifically to help those who have type 2 diabetes and those who are heading in that direction to live normal lives. Curalin helps you maintain healthy glucose levels without negative effects. It's safe, effective, 100% natural ingredients, zero fillers. Call, well, you don't have to call. Go to Curalin.net. Use the DJB code. Get $20 off your first bottle. Solve the problem. Curalin.net. Promo code DJB for the discount.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Necessarily a good country singer. I can sing the old pop hits, though, Jennifer, like the best of them. This
oh,
is,
yeah.
Very
give you some doo-wop and watch out. Get out of
right. The way. Doo-wop, doo-bop, bop, bop, bop. Carrie Lewis is celebrating her 15th year.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Her
like,
too.
Who's Carrie Lewis?
She's married to Huey Lewis, and so.
Ah, okay.
Showed up on the
she
scene
loves
that
Carrie Underwood, which was
yes, she does.
There.
Yeah, right. Well, wow, Carrie Underwood is related to President Frank Underwood, I think, right? The love child of Frank Underwood and somebody else. We can keep this whole deep if you want. But,
let's not. Yeah. Let's climb out of it.
Carrie Underwood. I think I should have started there. It was 24 up the hour now. We've got a minute into this. Her 15th anniversary, she was on American Idol, remember? And then,
she didn't win. Did she win? She did win.
Yeah, she won.
Yeah.
She did win.
Yeah, she won.
So she had a sold-out concert in Nashville on Friday. What a jump, what a leap, huh? Isn't that wonderful? And during that show, she took a couple of moments to share some inspirational messages about how childhood dreams come true. They certainly do.
Yep.
If you stay with them, thoughts are things. Whatever. I remember Megan Ann Steffen. We were walking, she and her mother and I were walking around Oxford, England when she was about Miles' age, 4 or 5 years old, and we were talking about the school and what it was like at Oxford, and she said, Mommy, can I come to school here? And I looked at her, I said, you can do whatever you desire, my dear, and she desired it, and that's where she went. Spent
and
7 years
there. And
Daddy
still pays for it, 50
years. Yes,
later.
He does. She said, quote,
sucker.
No, thank you. No, it was good for her.
She got you young, that's for sure.
She still gets me, and she's, 45 now. When I was a girl, she said, if you asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up, I would have told you I wanted to be a famous country music singer. As I got older, dreams tend to give way to practicality, so I started going to school to get a real job. That's what they say about radio. Jennifer, when are you getting a real job?
What are you doing something real?
Yeah. One day, you're on the radio? What does that mean? One day there was an open door and I walked through it and my life changed forever. Her career took off after being the winner in 2005. So, yeah, 15th year. If there is
ever
something...
Ever say no, always right, say yes.
If she says, if you're holding on to something, just seems like it's too big of a dream or something too crazy, I'm living proof that the craziest things can happen and you can end up exactly where you want to be. She's got a...
I really like her. She's never had, like, a wild phase, you know? She's always just been consistent.
Doesn't she have the TV show? Who's that who has a TV show?
Kelly Clarkson.
TV show?
One,
Kelly Clarkson, that's it.
Oh, yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
I confuse the two of them all the time for whatever reason.
They are nothing like each other except they were both on American Idol.
I got it. Underwood touring North America in support of her album Cry Pretty. Tour continues through the end of next month. We'll be saying end of this month because October starts on the morrow. Pretty good stuff there. Next up in the country world is that CMT has announced Reba McEntire will be honored with the Artist of a Lifetime Award at this year's CMT Artists of the Year event. Join previous recipients Loretta Lynn, Shania Twain, Kenny Rogers, Merle Haggard. She said, quote, I have loved entertaining people since I was a girl. After being in the business more than 40 years, I'm still having so much fun. For CMT to recognize me as the Artist of a Lifetime is pretty special, and she's pretty special, too. I think she's fabulous, frankly. The event will pay tribute to the five artists of the year who ruled the last year in country. That would be Carrie Underwood, the aforementioned, Dan and Shay, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett. So, that takes place in Nashville October 16th at 8 o'clock. There you go. It's 28 past the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic head of the House Intelligence Panel says he's planning to subpoena Rudy Giuliani as the committee investigates the Trump-Ukraine controversy. Congressman Adam Schiff telling 60 Minutes on CBS that they need the evidence from President Trump's personal lawyer. Giuliani has been linked to efforts to press Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani told 60 Minutes yesterday he only did what he was asked to do.
I did not do this on my own. I did it at the request of the State Department, and I have all of the text messages to prove it, and I also have a thank you from them for doing a good job.
Iran's foreign minister warning the U.S. that it would not be able to finish a war with Iran during an interview with NBC News. Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
He's here, or it's the real thing. We don't have any artificial anything on this program. DJV, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug is here. Jennifer's here. Victoria is off today because she can't speak. Kara Schillen is here. We're all speaking for ourselves, as is usually the case. It's the 30th of September, 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year, which has 29. You got that? Did you learn that in the, like, fourth, fifth grade, Jennifer? Remember
that? You know, I don't know if I officially learned that, but people would say that around me, so,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I just said it around you again.
Right.
How about them?
I just can't believe that we are at the end of September.
September. It's nice fall. I was in upstate New York over the weekend.
Slow down. Yes.
I know. Yeah, well, there's so much going on. At least, certainly, I can say that about what's going on with me, and the time flies when you're having fun and then some. I get up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning to drive to this auction, which is about a three-hour ride away. And as the sun came up, I was noticing how lovely. I hadn't really thought about it because, again, time flies and you're not paying attention. The leaf peepers are all over the place because we're almost at the apex. Not quite. Well, where I am, a few of the trees have started to change because the ground is moist, and when the ground is moist, it takes longer. If the ground is dry, the leaves turn color earlier. If it's moist, then it's later. And sometimes that comes with a later frost, which is, I guess, I don't like. The frost slows down the farming, and the only thing that people around here are hoping for an early frost is to get rid of all the mosquitoes, because they have all of that, the triple E is closed. My friend has a haunted house on his farm every year, and he does every Saturday in October and every Friday in October. So he's putting it on hold the first weekend, and it'll cost him tens of thousands of dollars to do that. But the town says, oh, please, you know, don't have it. He could have it. It's on private property. They can't tell him not to have it. But they're trying to get him to understand what the problem is. I don't see this as a way of fixing the problem. I don't know what the fix. I did a shot on a television program on Friday, which is posted on, I think, isn't it, Kara, is on our Facebook page? I know it's on my Facebook page. I don't know whether it made it over to DJV Show or not yet. Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's me talking about not only the plight of the birds and the bees, but also part of our focus was on what's happening to butterflies, because I don't know whether you realize it or not, butterflies are as important to the natural order of things as are bees, as are birds. And because hundreds of billions of them have gone the way of the wind, literally and figuratively, the last 10, 12, 14 years, it's another one of those serious problems. Now, you can pull a blanket over your head and say, oh, God, everything's horrible. Look at all the population problems. Look at the stuff with the plastic, and look at the, oh, it's global war. It's, you know, okay. But there are things to be addressed. If we'd stop arguing about things and actually try to figure out how to deal with some of this stuff, we'd be way far ahead. Anyway, so that's my way of bringing us around into this corner of the world. A couple of sports items in a moment. Companies are, this time of year, gearing up for big Christmas sales. I know I should be washing my mouth out with soap, saying Christmas, but Mattel, for example, announcing a new line of dolls that are gender inclusive. What in the world?
It just means that they wear, like, different stuff and have different haircuts.
Right.
So, it's like, called, you can be a lady with an actual short haircut.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's bad. Creatable World. This line allows children to interchange hair, clothing, and accessories, meaning they can be both male and female. The fellow who runs the company says, we see this line as an opportunity for us to open up the dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. Let's see. Also, as the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity, we absolutely fundamentally believe time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules for children. So is this a good move? It doesn't hurt anything, as far as I'm concerned.
I have to ask a serious question to Kara, and this may not necessarily be something you can, maybe Dougie, you can participate in. And I'm going to sneeze,
so you
guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Mm. All right. This is a response. They say, the company says, it's demanded that it's...
Excuse me.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you. The company
says, this is a response to demand. Children don't want their toys dictated by gender norms, said Kara Natterson, who's in charge of design at Mattel.
That's their moms say, I think, more than anything.
Yeah, I don't know if kids are saying that.
I don't think kids are saying that. But here's my question. Because in all seriousness, I don't think that I was influenced by this. Okay. The only thing that Barbie influenced me into was that I have 25,000 jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Barbie owned an ice cream shop. She was an astronaut. Like, that part of me maybe might have been influenced by Barbie. But I played with Barbies a lot as a kid. I played with Cabbage Patch dolls a lot as a kid. And I hear a lot from parents more than kids. If the dolls don't look like me, that there's going to somehow, like, that's going to irreparably harm my child. Now, yeah, I had white Barbies and a white doll, but I never was like, oh, I like this doll because it looks like me. Did you ever feel like you were, like, harmed because a doll didn't look like you? I mean, I just played with them.
No, and I know a lot of people say that, like, they felt, you know, pressured, or that they believe that there's pressure to look a certain way because, obviously, Barbie is, like, super skinny and has big boobs and, you know, is dating a super hot guy named Ken. I never really felt like that. I didn't play
She's still with Ken? For all these years?
I guess so. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I never really felt pressure to look like that. I never really felt one way or another about Barbies. They were just kind of a toy. I played with them, and then they, like, went back in the bin after I was done playing with them. But I don't know. I definitely have heard stories of people, or, like, little kids who, like, little black girls who play with a Barbie and then think that, you know, they think that they look like the Barbie. They think that they're white, and then they're really surprised when they find out that they're, you know, not represented by the Barbie. I don't know. It's confusing. I guess everybody feels different ways, but
either black dolls or...
Yeah, there are some now. Yeah, there weren't really when I was a kid, but there are definitely some now. But, yeah, I don't know. I definitely think that it's the parents who were telling companies that this is what their kids want, and I'm not really opposed to diversity in dolls. Like, who cares? Just make dolls that look like everybody. And if they can sell them and if people want to buy them, then that's great for everybody.
I had a rag doll when I was a kid. You turn it upside down. One way it's a boy and the other way it's a girl.
Kind of like kids these days.
Ragdoll, right, exactly. And then that would give me the chance to sing the Frankie Valli song, Ragdoll, Four Seasons. You ever heard that? You all must have heard that song. You know that song, right? Ragdoll.
Sing it to me.
National.
Sing it. I want to hear it.
Jennifer, actually, you know how you could fix this, Kara? You could find the song and you could play it for Jennifer, and then she'd know the one that we're talking about. Today, see, I'm giving a little bit of love. Kara doesn't want me to sing. Jennifer does. So I figure if we find the original version of it, then everybody will be happy. Today is National Love Day. People write songs about love, read poems about love. It's inspiration, right? Do we really know, though, what love is and what love's got to do with it? Something to consider today, National Love People Day. Held every year on September 30th, a lot of religions and non-religious spiritual practices center on the idea of giving love wholeheartedly without expecting anything in return. That is hard to do, but something that we can. The day is dedicated to inspiring and supporting others with the power of unconditional love. It is so hard to find. Find it in your dog, probably. Can you find it in another human being? I've had it for people, but I don't know that anybody's ever had it for me. I don't know that.
I just asked you to sing a song. You don't think that's unconditional love?
Maybe it is. I don't know. Where's Kara on finding the song? I don't know where the song is by now.
That wasn't for me, Dougie. That was for you.
Yeah, I don't know how much any of us care about hearing the song.
I
care. But
I know this one.
Ragdoll. All right, so Frankie Valli, Four Seasons, and Ragdoll. Hand-me-downs. All right, so today, that's a couple of sports stories here before we get to the information that we have about what's on television tonight. I noticed that the fellow who does the games for the L.A. Angels, Mark Langston, you know the story, what happened to him last week?
No.
Really?
No, I don't know.
He was broadcasting a game last Sunday, a week ago yesterday, and he had a medical emergency. He collapsed and was dead for 3.5-4 minutes. He was rushed to the hospital. It was in Houston. He was doing the Houston game with the Astros, and he used to be a major league pitcher. I don't know who he I'm trying to remember who he played for. Announcing he was at the beginning of the game. They're announcing the lineup for the game, and he keeled over. Just went thud in front of the microphone. Remember, I've said that'll be the sign. It's time for me to quit. So he was dead, and then he got out of the hospital.
They revived him. Yeah.
Yep. They revived him and put a defibrillator. Say that again, Doug. A defibrillator in his heart. He had AFib and didn't know he had it. Didn't deal with it. So now he's all set, back in the booth. So amazing. I thought that was really is. God love him. So, but there are, you know, I mean, that gives us all hope. There's always kind of a way out of stuff if you you know, if you have the, if you can
it's
get over
it. Power forward. Yeah, yep. Power through.
The Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. got involved in a wrestling match on the field with Marlon Humphrey in the game, and they both got four personal foul penalties. Aren't these guys big enough and old enough and smart enough?
Well, I don't know what's happening to my football team. My fantasy football team is just dying on the vine. Antonio Brown out. Now
gone.
This guy getting into a wrestling match.
And Antonio Brown
like
isn't smart enough to keep his mouth shut either, by the way. He's
so irritating.
Right. Around here in Massachusetts, he's like persona non grata. And anyway, so there's a lot of this stuff about lying. The violence on the field. And then there's, let's see here. There was somebody got thrown out of a game. I saw that out of the corner of my eye here for playing dirty. And he got ejected. He was he's with the Oakland Raiders. He used to be with Cincinnati. His name is Vontaze Burfict. But I don't know what his name is. Anyway, so... no, actually, his name is Jack Doyle, but just
close.
Yeah, thank you.
Close to each other,
just like that.
Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, what is there about it? See, I think the football people talk about how good it is because it teaches kids all about how to deal with conflict or how to be a good sportsman, that kind of stuff. I don't see any of that. I see a bunch of spoiled, overpaid bums. For not all of them, but there's a lot of them who just are. And they've created a world of just, it's unreal. And they get on, this guy gets on the field, starts crying, bang his head on the field. I mean, come on. Grow up. All right, anybody else got anything to add to our sports report before we get to
baseball season's over. Now we go on to playoffs this week.
Yes.
I went to a tailgate for University of Maryland football on Friday, and then they lost 59-0 to Penn State. So that was exciting. For Penn State, not for Maryland.
What made you want to go to that game?
I don't go to the games because I don't like football, but I went to the tailgate because there's food and all my friends are there. So.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, so Jen, television tonight, please. What do we have? A lot of...
Yeah.
So I didn't see any of the new shows. Did you?
Ooh,
I saw a little bit of Nathan Fillion in
The Rookie
last night. The Rookie, and he's got a new girlfriend who was a badass on. She had her own show last year, and I'm trying to remember what her name is as an actress, and I can't. But she was one of the girls that saved what was the name of the show that was like, all right, let me look it up. She was on this show for five or six seasons as kind of a hitman for, yeah, okay, yeah.
So I don't know. I didn't watch last night's episode.
Person of Interest. Person
of
Interest. She was on Person of Interest, yeah. Good.
Yeah, I watched a couple of the sitcoms, which I'll tell you about as they come up this week.
All right. But so what do we have tonight?
Let's talk about HGTV season finale of A Very Brady Renovation. That's at 9 o'clock on the networks. You've got a new episode of Dancing with the Stars and The Good Doctor on ABC. On CBS, The Neighborhood, which I love, is back at 8 o'clock. Bob Loves Abishola, so cute. It stars Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly. 8:30 is the time on that. All Rise is new tonight at 9, followed by an episode of Bull at 10. And Teller Fool Us is new, followed by Whose Line Is It Anyway on CW. Fox has a new episode with a tsunami on 911, followed by Prodigal Son, and The Voice is new tonight on NBC.
10 before the hour on the DJB show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're interested in what's going on in technology, right? Well, you've come to the right place. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour this Monday. And because Victoria's not here, I will give you the update, as it were. There are things, always things going on technologically. So we start with that DoorDash thing. Anybody have a food delivery service? You've been getting food delivered with DoorDash? They're revealing a data breach may have exposed personal information of almost 5 million customers and merchants and people who work there. DoorDash said it learned earlier on about unusual activity, that's what they describe it, involving a third-party service provider. After their investigation, the company discovered some DoorDash user data had been improperly accessed back in May. The company says profile information, credit card, bank account numbers may have been exposed, as well as the driver's license numbers of 100,000 DoorDash workers. DoorDash says that kind of financial information isn't sufficient to make fraudulent charges or withdrawals. It also says the breach only affected users who joined the platform on or before April 5th of last year. Since the breach was discovered, they have blocked the unauthorized provider and instituted a series of security updates. Also says it's brought in outside experts to help it prevent future cyber attacks. So, if you have a DoorDash account, recommendation is you change your password and monitor all your credit cards that were stored in your account. I think that's something that's incumbent on all of us, no matter where, you know, whether you have that sort of thing, paying your bill on the toll road, or where people automatically get at or have access to your credit cards.
Yeah, I think everyone should be checking their credit cards regardless of whether you've heard about a breach or not. Because, as I mean, this happened in May, and you don't hear about it until September.
Until now.
So.
Right. Yeah, that's very true. Okay, Amazon has announced a lot of new products with the annual hardware event. Here's yet another review of that.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Amazon rolled out a new line of hardware, much of it updates to existing products and some new. All of it focused around Alexa and a new level of smart home integration. Highlights were new wireless earbuds that feature Bose's famous noise cancellation, a new pair of Alexa-powered smart glasses called Frames, and an odd finger ring called Loop that I'm not really sure what it's for. Also, lots of new Echo products, including a high-end speaker, a new Dot, a new smart oven. Yes, I said oven. A new Wi-Fi mesh router from Eero, and the news that Alexa can soon be set up to speak to you in Samuel L. Jackson's voice. There was lots of stuff from the Amazon event, and we posted lots of links about it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
There are two versions of that Samuel L. Jackson. The adaptation you can do. There's a PG version, and there's a regular version. He's noted, if you ever see him, how can you avoid him in the movies? You can. And you can hear the way his emphasis on certain words is, that he uses them well in real life. So anyway, you can take your pick there. Here's the story of a 62-year-old man named Bob Burdett, who is on his bike going to meet his son for an afternoon of biking outside of Spokane, Washington, several miles from his home, and he coasted the bottom of the hill, a hill called Doomsday Hill, he was doing about 20 miles an hour. Bike veered right, his body flew left, then his helmeted head hit the ground so hard it knocked him unconscious. A hit that hard could have killed me if I hadn't had the hat on. He was bleeding profusely above his left eye. His shoulder and some ribs were put out of place. Road rash extended from his elbow to his shoulder. He woke up in an ambulance on the way to the hospital.
And his Apple Watch had called the police.
Yeah. Called 911 through the fall detection feature, which sends out an alert if the wearer is immobile for 60 seconds.
And it contacted his sons because they were his emergency contacts. So his son was on the way to meet him. He got an alert that his dad was injured, immediately was able to go to the hospital. His other brother was on the way there, and they both found him and were with him in the hospital when he was
awake.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yep. He said he plans to buy his own Apple Watch. This was his son who...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.